学留学到美国来。
And like many of you, I went through primary school, secondary school, and university, and then come to this country.
那我很年轻的时候就拿到博士学位，找到很好的工作。
When I was very young, I got a PhD and I found a very good job.
我结婚了，我有房子，我也有车子。
I got married, I have my own home, and I have car.
那突然一下生活就不大一样。
And then the life changed all of a sudden.
在这个之前，前面总有一件事情要我追求。
Before then, there was always something for me to seek after.
那到了这个时候，那一般我能看得见追求的事情都有了，我应该做什么？
But at that time, I had nothing more to seek.
那我就开始交一些朋友。
Then I gradually make some friends.
那我觉得喝酒很帅，我就跟一群人一起喝酒。
I thought it looked very good to drink, so I drink with some of my friends.
我觉得打桥牌很有智慧，我就跟一群人每个星期打桥牌。
I felt it was wise to play bridge with others, so I play bridge with my friends.
我觉得信仰很清高，我也每星期参加基督教的聚会。
And I thought that it was also a high society thing of going to church, so I do that too.
就在那时候，是美国的一次的经济不景气。
During that time, it was a difficult time economically for this country.
在那段时间以前，如果有人得到博士学位，找工作是不成问题的。
Before then, every PhD can easily find a job.
在那个之后，有些有工作的人会失掉工作，那没有工作的人根本就找不到工作。
But after then, many who have a job may lose their job, and many of those who have not a job could not find one.
那我的这些朋友中间就有没有工作的。
Among my friends, there are those who were without jobs.
我的喝酒的朋友，他们就借酒浇愁。
And my drinking friends, they would drink more.
我的打牌的朋友就通宵打牌，反正没事。
And those who play the bridge will play all throughout the night because they have so much time.
我的基督徒朋友中间也有没有工作的，他们却是经常的聚会，还有心情在关怀我。
Among my Christian friends, there were some without job, but they will continue with their meetings and they were concerned about me.
我对他们很好奇。
I was curious about them.
我那时候没有工作的问题，可是不能保证将来不会有一天没有这样的问题。
I did not have then a problem of employment, but I didn't realize whether I might have one later.
如果我的问题来的时候，我应该像我喝酒的朋友那样呢，还是打牌的朋友，还是那些基督徒的朋友？
I thought to myself, if the problem arises, whether I should be like those drinking, or my friends were playing bridge, or should be like the Christians.
那结果啊，结论是很明显。
And of course, the result was obvious.
所以我就开始看圣经，想知道这些基督徒到底怎么回事。
So I began to read the gospel, to read the Bible, and find out what are these Christians doing.
我积极地参加聚会，问他们问题，想要多认识这个神。
I eagerly go to the meeting and I ask some questions. I want to know more about God.
我本来觉得我是一个很不错的人。
In the beginning, I thought I was a good person.
那可是当我认识神以后，就觉得我的生活中间还是有很多很多的缺陷。
But after I knew God, I know what is lacking in my life.
在一次聚会里头，我就承认自己的罪，接受耶稣基督做我的救主跟生命的主。
In a meeting, I confessed my sins and I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior and my Lord.
我觉得这是极好的事。
I thought that it was a wonderful thing to do.
那我从接受耶稣的那个星期开始，就每个星期出去跟人家传福音，直到如今。
And from that week on, I would go out to share the gospel with others every week until now.
那我在这个经历中间看见很多人的生命改变。
In this experience, I see many of their lives changed.
那我自己的家庭也全部的信主，然后他们也有生命的改变。
And the members of my family gradually came to know the Lord, and their life changed too.
那这也就是我为什么今天非常想要跟人家谈耶稣基督的事。
And this is why I'm so eager to share with others the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果回到这个三分钟见证，那我再稍微分析一下下。
So I'd like to analyze a little bit, consider a little bit about this three-minute testimony.
我简短地谈到了一些我的成就。
I mentioned about my accomplishments.
因为我所追求的事情常常是我周围的人想的一样的。
Because what I sought after was also similar to what those around me.
那在我的情形，就是我对我的前途没有把握。
But in my case, I had no assurance for my future.
我觉得我过去做的好像是个奴隶的事情一样。
I felt like that I was working like a slave before.
那我也怕我得到的有一天会失掉。
I was afraid that I may lose what I got already.
那我就开始仔细看圣经。
Then I began carefully seeking after the Bible.
我看见自己的罪，认识自己的需要。
I knew my sin, I knew my need.
我相信耶稣基督可以帮我解决这些问题。
I trusted the Lord Jesus can solve all my problems.
那在第三部分，那对我来说是一个 open time， 就是很自由的时间。
And the third point, and this is an open time for me.
那我会简短的举例子，讲了我自己的一些改变，或者我所看见别人的改变。
I would give examples of how I change, or I can tell others of how others changed.
那通常我的见证就停到说我们都有改变，那我等人家来问。
And usually I will stop at this point and wait for questions.
那我可以再讲30分钟或者三个钟头。
And then I can continue for another 30 minutes or maybe even 3 hours.
那我不晓得在座有没有人受过这样的训练，受过训练的人请举手。
I do not know whether any of one has been trained in this way.
有三位四位，多半的人没有受这样的训练。
There are only about 3 or 4, and most of us have not been trained. So,
我非常鼓励在这里已经有这样训练经历的人，能够这个 organize 起来 ，OK， 来鼓励这个教会每一个人都做这样的事。
I do sincerely encourage those who have been trained this way that you organize and try to train others to do the same.
那很多人啊，他自己很没有很清楚知道自己怎么信主。
And many people do not clearly know how they came to know the Lord.
他的生活好像很平稳。
And he lives very smoothly.
可一旦攻击或者挫折来啊，
But once he had trials or difficulties,
我们的敌人魔鬼就常常借这个机会说，嘿，你是基督徒吗？
And then Satan would sometimes come ask us, are you Christians?
你是基督徒，你还这样吗？
How is it that if you are a Christian, you are like that?
我也常常受到这样子的攻击。
I would sometimes be battered like this.
那每次在想说，哎，我怎么做这个丑事？
Sometimes I thought, oh, how is it that I did such a thing?
我怎么有权利还教别人，自己都不行？
And how is it that I privileged to teach others if I'm so bad?
我就想起这是魔鬼的攻击。
Then I realized this comes from Satan.
我说魔鬼，你有没有三分钟听我这个三分钟见证？
Satan, would you have 3 minutes to listen to my testimony?
那在这个训练中间，我也知道很多人在写这些事情的时候，因此重生得救。
And I realize many, when they try to prepare this testimony, they really come to know the Lord.
我们每一个人必须要有一天啊，很标准的一天，说在这一天以前我是糊里糊涂，过了这一天啊，我是真正认识主，重生。
I think every one of us should have a one day very clear as a line, the demarcation line that before this, you were non-Christians. After that, you were born again.
对我来讲，就是那次聚会里头，我昨天讲的，我先举手就被叫到前面来跪下来，那没话讲，就是那天了。
To me, it was that day in the meeting when I raised my hand and I went forward and I knelt down.
可对于很多人，他很多很年轻的时候就是基督徒，可能很难用个指头说就是哪一天。
But to many who grew up in a Christian home, they find it very difficult to find out exactly which day they came to know the Lord. But that's all right.
那天就是你写这个三分钟见证的那一天。
I think the day that you write down this 3-minute testimony, that will be the day.
你说我那天好好的想一下我怎么信主的，那我发觉没有任何一天，不过我那天写了这个见证，所以从那天以后，魔鬼你不要再来攻击我。
And you can say from this time on, I thought clearly about how I came to know the Lord, and now I realize, so Satan, you cannot come to battle against me anymore.
另一个我们要做的事情就是福音的纲要。
The other thing I would like to mention is content or the summary of a gospel.
那圣经相当厚啊。
Of course, the Bible is very thick.
那对于一个基督徒来说，看一遍都是要相当的时候。
It takes time to read even just once.
你怎么样能够把圣经的要点能够用几分钟的时间讲明白呢？
But how you can share in a few minutes the main points of the Bible?
那很困难了，你这样子做任何的纲要，我觉得都会消掉一些圣经的重要的地方。
Of course, that's not easy.
那在诗篇有一句话说，耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，就像银子在泥炉里炼过七次。
But in the Psalms, there is said the word of the Lord is like a silver, that it has been
refined.
Refined
seven times.
Seven times.
没有杂质的。
And there is no impurity.
任何一句话都不能少的。
And every word is important.
所以我们不敢说我现在要讲的就是代表了全部的福音，不可能的。
So I dare not say what I'm speaking now represent the whole Bible because it cannot be so.
可是我们顾念到听我们的那些人，他没有那么多的时间，所以我只能讲四句话，我讲什么呢？
But I'm concerned for those who only have a little time to listen to you, so I can only have four sentences. What would I say?
我讲神的爱。
I will talk about the love of God.
我讲人的罪。
I will talk about the sins of man.
我讲神为这些事情的预备。
And I will talk about God's provision for these things.
我讲到人应当有的反应。
And I will also mention man's response.
我常常喜欢用这个小册子，就是学员传道会的四福音律。
Yeah, I often like to use the four laws of the gospel.
有多少人没有看过这个？
How many have not seen this before, the four laws?
有两三位。那我就很快的讲一下。
Then I'll go through it very quickly.
那它就是很多的所谓的福音纲要中间的一种。
This is among many of the summary of a gospel.
他第一句话就说神爱你并且为你的生命有一奇妙的计划。
Firstly, he said God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
那我觉得这个开场白对于一些同学们来说是非常恰当的。
I thought this is a very good beginning with many students.
每一个能到美国来求学的人都经过相当多的计划。
Everyone who come to study in this country have had a lot of plans.
他在这里生活对他的前途也有相当多的计划。
And on his future, he also has a great plan.
不是每一个人的计划都是照他的意思成的。
And of course, not everything accomplished as he plans it.
我们告诉他，神的计划是最好的计划。
But we will tell them that God's plan is the best one.
那很可惜，人因为有罪，就跟神隔绝，所以不能知道并经历神为他预备的这些计划。
But unfortunately, man has sinned, so he will not be able to experience God's plan for him.
在这小册子上有一个小小的图。
And in this little booklet, there's a drawing in there.
那讲到一些人用很人一直都想要寻求神。
It describes how man trying so hard to seek God.
各样的宗教，各样的道德，各样的方法。
Use all kinds of methods, different religions and different virtues.
可是这个中间这个深渊是不能够被 联系得上的。
But there is a great gulf in between that there cannot be, can be no connection.
那耶稣基督是神为人的罪所预备的唯一救法，只有借着他你才可以知道并经验神的爱和神为你生命的计划。
Jesus Christ is God's only provision for man's sin. Through him you can know and experience God's love and plan for your life.
那这时候你可以讲到一些人的方法结果是如何。
Then you can mention the methods men try and what are the results.
你可以提到说你在做基督徒之前你用过哪些方法结果好像都不灵。
You can recall how you tried many different ways and it didn't work.
所以你看到圣经给我们一个突破。
You thought that the Bible gave us a great breakthrough.
就是是神来找人，不是人去找神。
And that is God coming after man, not man seeking after God.
你其实到这一步已经把福音讲得差不多了。
Actually, until this step, you already almost finished the gospel.
一般人在这里会很有礼貌跟你说，你讲得很好。
And most people will say, "Oh, you are speaking very well."
知道这些事情还不够。
But of course, knowing all this is not enough.
我们必须亲自接受耶稣基督做救主和生命的主，这样我们才能知道并经验神的爱和神为我们生命的计划。
We must individually receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Then we can know and experience God's love and plan for our life.
这件事情实在是很奇妙。
This is a wonderful thing indeed.
你单是头脑的知识不行。
Just what we know on our head is not enough.
你必须要自己有一个行动。
You must have an action and response.
这又是一个很简单的行动。
But this is a very simple action.
差不多我想是1972年那时候我接受了这样的训练。
In 1972, I was trained in this way.
那训练完了就要出去用了。
And then after I was trained, I have to make use of it.
那我实在不相信这个小册子有那么大的本领啊。
I really do not believe that this little booklet has such a great power.
那我觉得拿一个笔在指着一个字一个字念，这个是实在是有辱尊严。
I thought just using a pen pointing to this so simple, that's a great insult.
那我不敢去。
I dare not go out.
那时候我太太刚好去台湾然后回来。
My wife then went back to Taiwan and came back again.
那她说她14岁开始就是基督徒。
She told me that when she was 14, she was a Christian.
可是在我在追求的时候我很看不起她。
But I remember when we were friends, I looked down on her.
我说你做了这么多年的基督徒，圣经连一遍都没有看过。
I said, how is it that you have been a Christian so many years and you have never even read the Bible through once?
我不是基督徒，我已经看了一遍半了。
I said, I'm not a Christian, but I already read through it 1.5 times.
你讲什么道理都讲不过我。
Whatever you talk, you cannot convince me.
啊，你为什么每个礼拜还都要去聚会？
Why is that you go to church every week?
我也很感谢神，就是他虽然这些事情不大懂，也不大在乎，可是聚会对他很重要。
But I thank the Lord that even though she did not understand all these things, but meeting to her is very important.
那他就说他是教会门口的一个石头，让人家踩着进去。
She would say that she's like a little stone at the entrance of the church. Other people stepped on her and they go in.
在座如果有姐妹，你的先生是还没有信神，那请你不要停止聚会。
If among us there are sisters, your husbands are not Christian, yes, I pray that you will not stop going to church.
这非常非常重要。
This is very, very important.
因为在那段时间，如果他说，哎呀，聚会本来没有意思，我也不懂，那我们就都不去好了，那我想我就没有希望。
Because if my wife has stopped then we will all be hopeless.
那我就觉得很奇怪，他这个人什么都不懂，为什么老要去？
I find it very curious. How is it that she didn't understand much, and then she would go every time?
我要去看看到底他们有什么花招。
And I would say I like to go and find out for myself.
我也很就是变成很 regular 的去聚会。
And so I turned to be a regular goer to the church.
Okay, 那些事情昨天已经谈过一些。
I mentioned to you already yesterday.
就是那一次他回来，那我就跟他说，我受这个训练，那你肯不肯？把你过去的这些信仰背景都放掉，假装你不是一个基督徒，来听我这么念一次。
It was then when she returned from Taiwan, I said, I was trained with this little booklet. Would you be willing to put down all your beliefs, what you had before, and as if you didn't know Christ, let me try to share the gospel with you?
她说很容易啊，就假装不是基督徒啊，很容易。
Oh, she says, very easy to make myself think that I'm not a Christian, to try to be not.
我就照着那个训练上的说明，就开始一个一个念。
And so, following the plan, I share with her.
那到第四律，我说必须接受，亲自接受耶稣基督做救主。
And we come to the fourth point, I say that everyone must individually receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
如果你熟悉这个话，下接着就是一个祷告。
If you are familiar with this little booklet, then what follows is a prayer.
我问她说，你愿不愿意现在接受耶稣基督做救主？
I asked her, will you be willing to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
她说愿意。
She said yes.
我说你愿不愿意做一个接受的祷告？
I said, would you be willing to pray?
她说愿意。
She said yes.
我们一起做这个接受耶稣的祷告。
So we pray together to receive the Lord Jesus.
感谢赞美主，她那天做了基督徒。
And I thank and I praise the Lord. From that day on, she was a Christian.
她自己做见证，说过去她就觉得这些信仰就是一些生活的方式，一些规条。
She testified herself that before then, she already think of her faith as just only a means of the way of her life.
那就是说一些规条来管理她。
There are just some rules to guiding her in her everyday life.
她接受的规条，她就照着做；不接受的就不理。
So whatever she accepted, she would follow. Whatever she didn't, she would just disregard them.
看了这个小册子，她真正接受耶稣基督做接受耶稣基督祷告，她生命有真正的改变。
But after she read this,She really received the Lord Jesus and her life was changed.
所以我们应该每个人都会做见证。
And so every one of us ought to know how to witness for the Lord.
如果神给你机会的话，都愿意把福音纲要讲给别人听。
That if God should give you the opportunity that you'll be willing to bring the gospel, its main content to others.
你说我现在很想传福音。
And you may say, yes, I'm willing to share the gospel now.
我还没有受过这个三分钟见证的训练。
But I have not been trained to prepare a 3-minute testimony.
我也不知道教会什么时候要做。
I don't know when the church will train us.
好，如果有训练，我一定参加。
If there will be a training, I will take part.
在那个之前，那我就暂时先不传福音。
And before then, well, I'm not going to share the gospel.
不要担心。
But don't worry.
耶稣基督的话。
So yes, the Lord Jesus said.
他说：“别人带你们到会堂，并官府和有权柄的人面前，不要思虑怎么分诉，说什么话，因为正在那时候，圣灵要指教你们当说的话。”
And he said, if others take you to synagogue, before the officers and before those in authority, don't worry what you are going to defend, what you are going to say. For just at that time, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you ought to speak.
我刚提到我信主的那个星期就开始出去敲门传福音。
I mentioned earlier that the same week that I came to know the Lord, I started to preach the gospel.
那时候也没有听说过三分钟见证，也没有听说过福音纲要。
Of course, I never heard about three-minute testimony or the summary of the gospel.
那我是一个教书的，我晓得。
But I was a teacher, so I know.
那如果我要好好学好一门课，就去教他一次。
If I'm going to learn something very well, then I have to teach him.
所以你必须要好好的预备。
So you must prepare very well.
你出的考试题目每题都要会做。
And all the tests, you must be able to do every one of them.
所以你要在对于圣经的认识来说，长进最快的就是去传福音。
So in order to grow fastest, in the knowledge of the Bible, the best way is to share the gospel.
你就去，你不要担心。
Just go and don't worry.
那我记得去传福音的时候，常常有人问一些问题，就是我的问题，就是我怕他问的问题。
I recalled when I shared the gospel with us, many would ask the question, the very same questions that I was afraid that they may ask.
那常常那时候就有一些话出来。
But then, very wonderfully, I would have words coming out to answer them.
回家一想，真有道理啊。
And after I got home, I thought about it. Oh, that's a wonderful answer.
那有的时候就是没有话出来。
And of course, there were times that I had no word for it.
刚说对不起，我不知道怎么回答。
I just had to apologize. I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer you.
我要回去问问别人，我下礼拜再来看你。
I have to go back and ask someone. And I'll see you next week.
没有问题的。
That's all right.
那在这个传福音的过程中间，我也看见很多别人的改变。
In the process of this sharing, I see many have their lives changed.
那我记得有一次，我跟一位同工去敲一个同学的门。
I recall one time with a coworker, we went visiting one student.
那个人不晓得我们那天会去。
He didn't know that we're going to visit him.
他说他很忙，在写封信，我们愿不愿意等他一下？
He said that he was busy writing a letter, asked whether we would be willing to wait.
我们就等了一下。
So we waited for a little while.
他说信写完了，那请你把我的音响系统给谁？请我把的箱子、衣服给谁？
He wrote his letter, and he said, please give this to such and such.
因为他那天晚上计划要自杀。
Because on that evening, he was going to commit suicide.
他从实验室拿回一小瓶 cyanide, 就在他桌子上。
He took some cyanide from the laboratory and it was on his desk.
我问他为什么要自杀呢？
We asked him, why is it that you do such a foolish thing?
他说我的女朋友要跟别人结婚啊。
He said, my girlfriend is going to marry someone else.
他拦住我们说不要再讲啊，不要劝我。
He said, don't talk to me anymore.
你所劝我的事情我都想过。
He said, what you're going to tell me, I have thought over it over again.
你要我们做的事，挽回的事，我能做的都已经做了，不过没有用。
What you're going to tell me to do, I've tried, but it didn't work.
那我们的同工就跟他说，有一件事情你大概还没有做过。
My co-worker told him, there's one thing more, perhaps you have not tried.
就是接受耶稣基督做救主跟生命的主。
And that is receive the Lord Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord.
那我想这位同学过去也有一些教会的背景。
And this student, he had been to church before.
他那天晚上祷告接受耶稣基督。
And that very night, he prayed to receive the Lord.
那他把药给我的同工带回去。
And gave us the cyanide to take away.
那他说不要紧，如果这次不灵的话，我还可以再去拿。
He said, if this doesn't work, I can take it back again.
在实验室里再去拿。
I can go back to the lab and take it.
那这个同学他后来拿到博士学位，那有很好的工作，很好的家庭，在一个教会里有很多的服事。
And later, he got his PhD degree. He had a very wonderful family, and in the church, he served the Lord.
那他的客观环境并没有改变。
And of course, all his environment, the situation did not change.
那他的女朋友的确是跟别人结婚了。
His girlfriend did marry somebody else.
可是他为什么能够从一个消极推搡的局面变得积极进取？我们在旁边看的人说耶稣基督。
How is it that he can make this is the only time so dramatic, such dramatic case. This is the only one case.
可如果一想到，假如那一次那天晚上我偷懒没有去的话，那后果不知道是怎样。
But when I think that if I were lazy that night without going, then I wouldn't dare to think what would have been the result.
那我觉得我们传福音的工作得造就的最多，其实是自己，而不是听我们讲话那些人。
I feel that when we share the gospel, we are the ones who have been benefited most.
我们凭着信心出去。
When we go out by faith,
我们是一个成功的见证人。
Then we are a successful witness.
一个成功的见证人就是一个在圣灵引导下去传福音，且愿把结果交给神的人。
A successful witness is one who shares the gospel under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and is willing to yield the result to God.
我真是盼望在座的每一位都是成功的见证人。
So I sincerely hope that everyone here would be a successful witness.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为我们是在做顺服主的事。
For we are doing something in the obedience of the Lord.
耶稣说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
For the Lord said, go and make all to be the disciples of mine.
他后来说我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。
Then he said, I would be with you even unto the end of the world.
耶稣跟你同去有什么可怕的呢？
If the Lord goes with you, what is there to be afraid of?
我们不是靠这些方法或者是那些方法。
We do not depend on this method or the other method.
我们做这些事是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
We all do all this because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
改变人心意的也是耶稣基督自己。
And he is the one who changed the heart of man.
耶稣说我若从地上被举起来就要吸引万人来归向我。
For he has said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
这是他的工作。
And so this is his own work.
我们只是愿意自己摆上求他使用。
We're just only offering ourselves, let him use us.
你是不是也愿意呢？
Will you be willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
Oh, 主啊，我们谢谢你今天下午带领我们有这样的聚会。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us this afternoon with this meeting.
主，我们谢谢你在以前差遣了你的仆人来给我们传福音。
We thank you for sending your servants to preach the gospel to us.
我们因此蒙了莫大的恩典。
Because of that, we have been wonderfully blessed.
主，我们真是也愿意把福音债还给我们周围还没有认识你的人。
Lord, we are willing to share the gospel with those around us who do not know you yet.
在我们接受训练之前，主，求你给我们勇气去跟我们周围的人传讲福音。
Lord, before we were even trained, we pray that you give us boldness to share with others.
主，我们也知道你会跟我们同在，给我们当说的话。
Lord, we know that you'll be with us and give us the right words to speak.
主，我们也愿意接受一些训练。
Lord, we also are willing to receive some training.
让这样的工作更有效。
So that our work we may even be more fruitful.
求你给我们安排合适的机会。
Please arrange it for us.
再一次谢谢主。
We pray, we thank you once again, Lord.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手里。
We're willing to give ourselves into your hands.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.